This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you've not done so yet, feel free to subscribe to this podcast, as well as visit andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and for more information. So before we jump into the conversation today, I want to personally invite you to join me on Friday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you are in the Raleigh-Durham area, we are hosting the Live to Lead simulcast event. It's a John Maxwell half-day leadership event, and our friends at Crossroads Fellowship are the host for the event. That's the site for the great simulcast. And what it is, it's a half-day leadership event with John Maxwell and several world-renowned speakers that are going to be speaking live out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we are hosting the simulcast. Space is limited, so you're going to want to jump on this as soon as possible. You can go to andygeorgecoaching.com and look for the Live to Lead tab at the top of the website, and you can get more information there. You can also register there, and I would love to have you join me on that event. So once again, if you are in the Raleigh-Durham area, on Friday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it is the Live to Lead John Maxwell half-day leadership event. It's going to be amazing, and I hope that you can join with me. All right, so let's get into the podcast for today. Today, I want to talk about something that I think affects people more than we realize. And I think that most of us, you know, I really do think most of us probably live on the edge of this from time to time, and it's about burnout. You know, if we really believe that everything really does rise and fall in leadership, then what does it say when we, in our own leadership, get to the point of burnout? Or what happens when people that are around us, our employees, staff, even family members, get to that point as well? Now, right off the bat, I am not a medical doctor, so this is not coming from the medical side necessarily. I'm going to come at this from the leadership side. So what happens when you hit that wall? What happens when you cannot seem to find the physical, emotional, or the mental wherewithal to lead one more thing? What happens when burnout is not just a phrase you hear about, but it's something very personal? It's something immediate. It's something that is a reality. Now, there's a difference between being tired and being burnout. We all get tired from time to time. We do. We get tired all the time. We get tired of work. We get tired of our family sometimes. We get tired of just life in general. We get tired and worn down. But there's a real difference between that and truly clinically burning out. A recent Gallup study of nearly 7,500 full-time employees found that 23% of people reported feeling burnout at work very often or always, while an additional 44% reported feeling burned out sometimes. This is coming from CNBC article in August of 2018. In other words, there's a lot of people that are around us that are dealing with burnout. So job burnout accounts for an estimated $190 billion in healthcare spending every single year. It has been attributed to type 2 diabetes, coronary heart diseases, other intestinal issues, high cholesterol, even death for those under the age of 45. This is coming from the Harvard Business Review. So the term burnout, you might not know this. It came from 1970s. An American psychologist, Herbert Freudenberger, used the term burnout referring to stress and exhaustion felt by those in helping professions. In other words, professions that are working with other people. But what does burnout look like? You know, if you're looking around the room at your office or at your house, what does it look like? It doesn't have necessarily a face, because a lot of people will show up with a smile on their face and they're burning out inside of who they are. So once again, I want to come from a leadership perspective on this. I want to come from, how do you recognize burnout maybe in your own life, but also how do you recognize burnout maybe in the people that are working around you? And the first thing is about awareness. And it really is about self-awareness. John Maxwell says to grow yourself, you must know yourself. That's so true, right? We either grow daily or we die gradually. And so to be aware of where we are in life, to be aware, to have that moment that we are awakened, that we are aware of what's going on. Because burnout happens when we lose our purpose. And when we lose our purpose, we lose our passion. And when I lose my will, I lose my way. So recently, my daughter is getting her driving permit. And we were driving the other day, and she kept drifting off to the right, drifting to the right, drifting to the right, drifting to the right. And I'd have to reach over and straighten the wheel out. We were just in a parking lot. And I kept asking her, like, hey, do you not realize that you're drifting? Because it was just a slow drift. She's like, I don't think I'm drifting right. I'm like, no, you're definitely drifting right. You're about to hit this curb over here. And I have to grab the wheel. Sometimes in our life, we need somebody else to grab the wheel. So once again, think about the people that are in your circle. Maybe some of them are drifting. And what happens is, when we lose self-awareness, we begin to go off the rails. We begin to get out of the middle of the road. We get to veer off to the right. We get to have problems. We get to begin to have all these issues. And maybe a podcast or maybe another leader can grab that wheel. So as you're going through this podcast and we're talking about burnout, which is a very real issue, think about not only yourself, but maybe the people around you in your life. So let's talk about the four primary causes of burnout. There's a lot of causes of burnout, but here's just four primary causes of it. The first one is unfair treatment at work. John Maxwell says, if you are a leader, you should never forget that everyone needs encouragement. And everyone who receives it, young or old, successful or less than successful, unknown or famous, is changed by it. Unfair treatment at work. Toxic work environment. So just think for a moment, why does unfair treatment at work cause burnout? Well, you know, you're working hard and you're seeing that other people are getting advances or other people are getting acknowledged. Other people are getting the pats on the shoulder and the way to goes. And here you are maybe struggling, thinking you're doing a great job. We all need encouragement, don't we? Just think about once again, how many people around you might need some encouragement. But, you know, if we're going to add value to other people, we got to value people first, right? So what would change if this was our motivation? What would change if our motivation around other people was to simply add value to them? And in order to do that, we've got to value people. Character makes trust possible, and trust is the foundation of leadership. It really comes down to my character, and do I trust somebody else, and do people trust me? But it's about the awareness. It's about having that self-awareness going on. The second reason for burnout is unmanageable workload and unreasonable time pressures. I love this statement. It says that time management is an oxymoron. Time is beyond our control and the clock keeps ticking regardless of how we live our lives. Priority management is the answer to maximizing the time that we have. Unmanageable workload and unreasonable time pressure. You know, times we can't control time. It just keeps on going. So it's really about priority management. I love this question. I honestly can't remember where I even heard this from. I heard this years ago and I use it all the time. And it's a question I ask myself and a question I'm going to ask you. When you walk into a room, do you make that room better or do you make that room worse? So when we're adding value to people, when we're adding to the workload, we're adding to the pressures that are already there, are we making those better or are we making those worse? Number three, lack of role clarity, lack of communication, and lack of support. Once again, this is causes of burnout. When we aren't clear on our role, when we don't have good communication, we don't feel supported. You know, communication is a way that we add value to people. And as a leader is somebody who knows the way, goes the way, and who shows the way. And so if we are going to not get burnout, if we're going to help other people not experience burnout, then we got to make sure that roles are very clear. The things that we're supposed to do are very well communicated and that there's really good support throughout. You know, with all the leaders I work with, I think that this one is probably the most prevalent of all the things that I see happening. They're struggling with role clarity. They're struggling with communication. They're struggling with feeling supported. And it starts to weigh on them, starts to feel as though there's insurmountable tasks ahead of them that they don't know what to do. And let's face it, when we don't have real clarity in life, we begin to just wane and float. That car begins to drift off to the right. And so the fourth reason for burnout is work-life imbalance. I love this statement from Gary Keller, real estate entrepreneur. I love this statement. He says, work is a rubber ball. If you drop it, it will bounce back. The other four balls, family, health, friends, and integrity, are made of glass. If you drop one of these, it will be irrevocably scuffed, nicked, and perhaps even shattered. Work-life imbalance. Work will always be there. Zig Ziglar says it this way. He says, you can't truly be considered successful in your business life if your home life is in shambles. Like, what if we gain everything? What if we work hard and work hard and work hard, but we pay the price? We pay the price of family. We pay the price of our own health. We pay the price of relationships. Is it really worth it at the end of the day? Just think, I mean, is it really worth it at the end of the day if you work so hard, but neglect everything else around you? So those are the causes of burnout, but what are the signs of it? How do we know? How do we know when we're getting close to burnout? You know, knowing your sign is critical. Knowing how you're wired, knowing how the people around you are wired. Because everybody has behavioral tendencies and patterns. Everybody is different, but we're all predictably different. This is a very important concept here. This is why I love using, whenever I work with people, I love using the DISC personality profile. It's an assessment, and it really does do a great job at understanding how we're wired. Because if you know how you're wired, and you know how the people around you are wired, you're going to know how to communicate. You're going to know how to see the signs of it. So I would encourage you, first of all, that if you've not done something with you or your team, look into it. I'll put the link in the show notes for the DISC assessments that we use, but you can use all sorts of assessments if you want to, but just understanding yourself and knowing your employees is a huge, huge motivational factor. So here are the signs of burnout. I'm going to give you nine real quick signs of burnout. The first one is that motivation has faded, right? That's a very easy first sign that a person who is appreciated will always do more than is expected of them. So once again, going back to the causes of burnout, well, we're in an unfair work treatment environment when we don't understand our role and clarity and communication, when we don't have good balance in life, our motivation is going to be gone, which leads to number two. Number two is numbness, just not feeling anything anymore. You're not feeling the highs. You're not even feeling the lows. These are warning signs of burnout. The third one, I think, is a very real one. It's something that happens to all of us, and that people begin to drain us. Now, people probably drain us on a regular basis, but we're talking about what happens when just the common stuff, the stuff that shouldn't bother you, really begins to drain you. Number four is anger. You fly off the handle a lot easier. You know, things that probably shouldn't bother anybody just seem to set you off. I'm sure you've seen this before. You've been driving on the way home. Maybe you're driving right now, listening to this podcast. And as you're driving, you know, somebody cuts you off or somebody cuts somebody else off, and you see somebody like losing their mind on the road. Is that really the problem? Or is there something bigger going on? Cynicism is number five. Oh boy, this is a big one, right? When we begin to lose motivation, begin to feel numb, people drain us, we get angry, we get real cynical, which then leads to number six, which is productivity loss. That's an obvious thing that happens. We begin to spiral down. We're not doing our jobs anymore. This is a dangerous one. This is the reason why people turn to alcohol, why people turn to drugs, why people turn to porn or sex or whatever else that people are turning to, because we're trying to self-medicate. You try to feel better for just a moment. It's like this is a little momentary relief from the constant pain and the constant struggle. And so we begin to self-medicate. Number eight is lack of joy. Nothing seems to get us happy anymore. We seem to lose sight of what's really important. And I think it's tied to the reason why we're doing what we're doing. That if we're doing everything just for the dollar, if we're doing everything just for the income or just for the job or the status, when that begins to go away, when we start to feel burnt out from it, of course, if we put all of our joy in those items and those items begin to suffer, we're going to suffer. And number nine is ongoing stress. You know, everybody responds to stress in a different way, don't they? Think about how you respond to stress. When you're in a stressful environment, how do you respond? This goes back to understanding how we're wired. Because knowing how we respond to stress and how others respond is critical to identifying issues before we begin to burn out. So just think about this for a moment. How many people around you, maybe you see this in. Now let's face it, we all deal with those nine issues from time to time. But what happens is that the burnout signs is those begin to compound on each other. That it's not just one of them, it's not just two of them. We begin to compound on all of those issues that are happening. But here's the good news. You can recover from it. There is recovery from burnout. And the most important person that you got to take care of is you. John Maxwell says it this way: as a leader, the first person I need to lead is me. The first person that I should try to change is me. You know, recently, my wife and I were on a flight, and as we were flying, they go through all the rules and instructions that, you know, if you fly often enough, you kind of become oblivious to. But the one that always gets me is when they talk about the mask dropping. When the mask drops, what are you supposed to do? Put the mask on yourself first. Then you help the people around you. Why is that important? Well, because if you're not healthy, then you're not going to be any good to anybody else around you. So the first person you got to take care of is you, most important thing. So here's how we recover from burnout. Number one, just four quick things. Identify the why. Not just why am I burning out, but why am I actually doing what I'm doing in the first place? Winston Churchill says it this way. He says, it's not enough to have lived. We should be determined to live for something. So identifying what might be causing burnout, but also identifying why am I really doing this? Getting back to the why. The why is so important. Simon Sinek says it this way. He says, we are worth more than the work that we do. The work that we do is supposed to reflect who we are and what our worth is. Just think about that for a moment. We are worth more than the work we do. The work we do is supposed to reflect who we are and what our worth is. So understanding our why. What is our purpose? Why are we here? Getting back to that main crux of why am I here? What's my purpose in life? What's my motivation in life? The second thing is to get help. Seek help. Don't allow pride to keep you from getting the help that you need. One of the worst things that somebody can do going through this is go quiet. They feel embarrassed. They don't want to ask for help. they're afraid to lose their job. Maybe they're afraid people are going to look at them differently. But at the end of the day, if you need help, get the help that you need. There is no shame in getting help that you need. So don't allow pride to keep you from getting all the help that you need. Number three is you got to rest. Take care of yourself. Get enough sleep. Rest when you can. And the fourth and final one is to invest in yourself. Get back to the basics. Answer this question. What gives you energy in life? What is it that provides you energy, that provides you life, that gets you excited about the things that you're doing? Maybe it's working out that you got to get back to. Maybe it's vacation, or maybe it's rest. Whatever it is, to get back to those moments that just really, truly give us the life that we get. For me, it's golfing. I like to get on the golf course. That gives me life. So what is it that gives you life? Well, as always, thank you once again for taking time to listen to this podcast. I really hope that this episode on burnout helps you become better aware of yourself and also the people around you. Once again, our goal is to add value to you, to help you reach your potential, to help you define your purpose, and to help you live with passion. And once again, I want to put a little plug in for the Live to Lead event on October 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're here in the Raleigh-Durham area, go to andygeorgecoaching.com, click on the Live to Lead tab at the top. There's all the information you need. Register soon because space is limited and it's already filling up. This has been the Andy George Leadership Podcast. Thank you for joining me, and I'll catch you on the next episode.